Good morning, this is Joe from PAD. Okay, I'll try this and hopefully.
Hope for the best.
Yep. Yeah. Right.
Right, update. Hello. Since yes. last time.
Update since last time. Did more on this pattern. You've seen this because you helped me with it. But printing that off with a digital thing and then printing it, and then this can be printed into fabric. And then,
take your time, it's okay.
Yeah,
because we had a bit of a discussion, didn't we?
Yeah.
About,
yeah.
I was asking Joe if this was a surface pattern project or a garment construction project, because he was taking on both.
Since then, I looked at the more garment construction for the Brutalist. Went down that road for a bit and then realised that was sort of the pattern and the shape. I thought it was a bit too much, especially since it was the main theme I started with Brutalist. And then I was going really crazy with it, and I thought that's not really fitting with what I was.
I think it was just a simple case of, like, all of the designers that use really complicated structures within their garments often have it on very plain fabrics, and when you've got pattern and structure,
you might not see,
like,
that
the eyeball alone is quite hard to read.
So then after that, moving on from that, I started looking at I went to the Mary Mako.
Okay.
It's a Finnish sort of design thing. They did their main thing is patterns. So there was a few of them there that I looked at, which were quite drapey garments, very simple, with just the big pattern printed on them. And then after that, I thought sort of the next step from looking at that was garments that had quite simple garments that had quite printed patterns on. And then I started looking at kimonos that had, because they sort of have super simple shape and pattern, but they're a surface pattern.
Busy.
And then, that's sort of where I got up to last time. And then, sort of looking more at that, and then I started looking at the shapes of the buildings and how I could just make it, even though it's still a simple shape, how I could give it a bit more
structure
to fit in with what. So that was the most recent design that I'm most sort of.
Focused on
with going ahead with.
So you will be creating a garment?
Yes.
Okay.
With the, so I need to, my plan is today to go get some fabric after this.
Okay.
And then.
Have you done a practice one?
Of this?
Yeah.
No, because I just finished the pattern. So get some fabric, make it out tomorrow, practice one, see what needs to change.
Yeah.
And, and then next week I can start.
Okay.
Actually constructing it with because I've got that fabric that Ben said he's ordered.
Yeah.
If not, I need to ask him if that's going to be available in time and stuff still. The other thing I looked at originally with PJ was I had some idea. I don't think I have one. It was projecting it onto the thing and then painting on with ink.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
So if that happens, I can sort of fall back
you
on that.
You can do like a freestyle.
It'd be like half a day just to get it printed on, because it's the style was different because it was like that, so it was more sort of messy kind of.
I like that.
I like that too. Yeah, and then there was also
it's kind of bringing a little bit of an extra nuance to this pattern work. And you might do a bit of a mix on the fabric, because we've looked at the fabric transfer stuff, which you could definitely do as well, which, you know, gave some interesting results too. So there might be a layering up of process, possibly, that you might want to consider.
Oh, yeah. Also, when I was experimenting with it, the fabric, the heat transfer paper, no, the heat transfer fabric that I used and it worked best on was the blind and stuff.
The blackout.
But then when I tried to do that with the with the pleating and stuff, the heat wouldn't work with this. It was like it wouldn't be hot enough for it, just like melting it. So I couldn't really do much with the material that was heat pressed on. So if I'm going with the simple design that I've got now, where it's just two a back and two pieces sewn at the top.
Are you not creating armholes?
There will be, but with the kimono, that's what I'm gonna sort of base it on. And there's two rectangles for the front, and then the arms are just rectangles that are attached there. Super wide armholes. Also with that, I've made it to Lucy's size. She's agreed to model it for me. As far as you mentioned hair and stuff,
hair, makeup,
for
styling,
the
location.
Photo shoot, I was going to think of the location, but I was also looking at, if I'm going with the kimono, there was other types of hats I was looking at, which actually cover the face. They're quite simple, just like triangles.
You could shoot it in the studio and cut out and put it anywhere, which would be an easier option because you can control the light.
I thought that's with an angular headpiece, it'd be quite
easy. Are you going to make
that? I think so, yeah. Sorry, I forgot to mention that. That's sort of what I'm doing right now. It's just finishing looking up that, researching the different types of that.
A group that you might want to look at in terms of theatrical sort of wear like this, that would be really helpful to you, I think, actually, are the Bauhaus art students and their sort of fancy dress costumes that they would make, very sculptural and bonkers looking, but there might just be something in there that will give you a few sort of pointers. I think it is still important to style, though. And you know, a photograph of somebody just stood sort of passively wearing this thing isn't going to work, is it? You need to kind of curate some dynamicism into the images. And I know that Gary's saying, oh, you can copy and paste it into Photoshop. I don't think you're going to have time.
Yeah.
That's like a whole thing in itself. With the time that we got left, you need to get this garment created, this hat made. We've got a little over 2 weeks. You know, that's big enough that you just need to get your garment finished, choose a really slick location, make sure that Lucy turns up. Because, you know, you've got to think about undergarments as well. Again, reflecting on the critique that you had last time.
Make sure it fits together.
Like
with
the denim skirt
and the trainers.
Socks.
Yeah.
You know, didn't kind of sort of like make for a happy marriage. So there are lots of little bits to consider that when you take those photographs, they have to be as good as they can possibly be. So maybe get some tips from Gary about sort of like shooting outside and like what to look for in terms of
I think it's quicker to do in the studio and just find an interesting background to put it on, because it becomes a real production and it's really quick. If you're trying to find somewhere, it's hard. If you can find somewhere, you know, somewhere brutal and somewhere interesting that's strikingly different, that's good. But if you can't, then the studio is literally 20 minutes.
Then
we're gonna have to just wait and see, because it's cart before horse time at the moment. You still need to make this thing.
You obviously are looking at movements, but as part of the research, you probably do need to look at individual artists fairly carefully, so that we can show that you've done the full amount of research. You've done so much experimenting, and that counts as research. But just to make sure you have enough so that we can really give you all the marks you deserve. But on the other side of it, we need to see them on the blog, because that's where we all count most of the marks.
Okay.
Well, not just us, but URL. And you have, I think, nothing that I can see.
Yeah, I've got everything so far photographed.
Okay.
It's just, and I've got the writing up. It's just a case of
an empty Saturday morning or something, just throw it up on the blog, start it, and once you've started it, it's so much easier to do.
Do you have, as well, plan for your display, what you're hoping to look like?
Roughly. with it, it was stuff like this where it was just sort of displayed flat.
Okay.
Like that.
Okay.
And it's
like in a traditional way.
Okay. And it's the idea I had was for just if it's on a pole,
mm-hmm.
the arm length.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then the pole will just be suspended.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. Cool.
Yeah.
That would be how it would.
Simple
happen.
And effective.
Yeah. At first I thought, but then it's just I don't know if it's going to be where. Like
but
against
also
the wall.
Maybe you need to have these photographs
printed out for it. I think.
Because otherwise, what's the point
yeah.
of taking them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So maybe consider in art,
mm-hmm.
it's always odd numbers look better than evens when it comes to display.
Right.
Say you're 1, 3, 5, 7.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
Your odd numbers. So you might just have one brilliant photograph
mm-hmm.
of Lucy wearing this outfit that's printed really big, like same sort of size as this,
yep.
displayed nearby
mm-hmm.
this
mm.
item. This item I would imagine actually probably needs to go fairly central within a room so that people can walk around it
yeah.
easily, because it's not just
mm-hmm.
an object of view from one perspective.
Yep.
But just consider, like, you might have like a separate sort of little display
for
area
photos.
With the photographs, a
yeah.
comments book, your artist statement, that sort of thing. That's
yeah,
kind of like in proximity.
I was thinking about that, and I was thinking if it's in a middle bit where people
yeah.
could walk around, I wasn't too sure. But
yeah, I mean, we've done it before where students have had plinths,
mm-hmm.
you know, with comments books like near their objects, and like photographs stuck to the prints, which just looks awful, like really, really bad.
Right.
You could do it on a big flat print plinth and painted a strong pattern through it and put the, oh, that'd be terrible, sorry.
Yeah.
Undo that brain.
Okay, yeah.
That
yeah.
moment.
Yeah.
I mean, it does take some thinking about when it comes
mm-hmm.
to presentation. Certainly we would put a plinth or a board underneath the work to stop people from getting too close to it,
mm-hmm.
and that is just another presentation technique to sort of create a bit of a boundary around
right.
the work. Yeah, you could have your comments book on there, and you could even have your photograph on there if you wanted
mm-hmm.
to, but it's up to you to explore some different options
right. mm-hmm.
for all the other bits and pieces. Mm. Yeah.
As far as exploring options, is that just going to be me, like, how
think tank
it? Just thinking
well,
I
mean, you should be looking at how people present fashion.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Like, in a gallery space,
yeah.
how does
just
that happen?
Just mood board, just mind maps and
okay.
bit of research.
Scratch
research.
It down on there.
And
photograph the page and put it on your blog.
Smart way of doing it, drawing around certain things, you know,
mm-hmm.
highlighting in a really visual way that is kind of
yeah.
what you're aiming to do as well.
Secret is to show the pain. Show the pain it takes
yeah.
to do it.
It's like a maths equation, show
yeah.
the workings out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not just the answer.
Not yeah.
just the
if
answer.
You just put it up and say, ta-da,
yeah.
we can give you good marks of a presentation,
good.
That's about it.
Yep.
But in principle, Joe, absolutely, that is... Absolutely fine.
Okay.
Just get that one actually moving. Yeah. This thing now. Absolutely. And ask Lucy if she's got like, you know, black bodysuit or something. Leggings, black top, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So that your design in the photographs. Is what is really
yeah, the leotard,
yeah, that's the focus. Okay.
Right. Great.
Cool.
Is that it?
Awesome. Yeah, thank you very much.